Om Shanti. Good morning. So today our topic is long last and now found happiness. So first of all, what is happiness? Happiness does not imply just a positive mood, but actually it is a state of well-being and contentment. It is a pleasurable moment or staying satisfied always. That is defined as happiness. And according to this topic, long last and now found happiness, what does this mean? So this actually means that we as souls descended on earth in golden age, and then we came to silver age, and then we came to copper age, and in copper age we lost happiness and we found our happiness back in confluence age when Baba came and met us and gave the introduction of soul and supreme soul and world drama. So I'll just start with a short story. There was a king, and he gifted his daughter, princess, a very expensive diamond necklace. And but this princess lost the diamond necklace. So he told all the servants to search it. So they all were searching the necklace in the garden, in the fields, in the palace, but they could not find it. So the king said that whoever finds the diamond necklace, I'll gift him $50,000. So this news spread in the entire kingdom. So once what happened, there was a clerk who was going by the field, and in the river he found something shimmering, and he thought that's the diamond necklace of the princess. And this river was very polluted, very dirty, very filthy smelling. So he said, now how should I remove the necklace out of it? So, but still, because he had that in mind that if I find the diamond necklace, I'll get so much money. So he puts his hand inside it, but he could not get through it, and his entire shirt and everything gets dirty. Then he tries again, because he had that greed in his mind that yes, I will get this so much money. So he puts his feet inside and his pants also gets dirty. But still he could not reach the necklace. He was trying to reach it and it goes away from his hand. Then he was very depressed, very disappointed. Then again last time he said, now I'm going to get through it. And he entirely gets into the river and tries to get the necklace, but he couldn't get it. So he comes out of that polluted river, dirty river, smelling filthy, and he was very disappointed and depressed, and he was going. So what happened, there was a saint who was passing by from there. So the saint saw him depressed and he asked him, what happened, why are you so depressed? So he said, he thought in his mind that if I tell him that I am seeing a necklace inside the river, he would remove it, so I should not tell him. So he just neglects what the saint is asking. So saint, again being more compassionate, thinking that this soul is suffering, again asked him that what happened, tell me, I'll be able to help you, I think. So then the clerk finally decides that, okay, I'll tell him, but I'll take a promise from him that he should not tell this to anybody else. So he tells that I can see the necklace in the river which the princess lost, and it's shimmering there. So what the saint replied, that he said that I'm not able to get through it. I'm trying my best, but it's not coming in my hand. So the saint says, look upwards. Maybe you'll find there. Look upwards. So when the clerk looks upward, it was actually the necklace was on the tree and the reflection was there on the river. So this story, when it is told, the moral of the story is like the river. It signifies this material world, the filthy, polluted with dirt, and people try to find happiness in the material world, but actually happiness is not there in this material world, but it is somewhere above. So they say, look up to God, and our happiness is in God. So here also, when we lost our happiness at copper age, we found it at confluence age when Baba comes, when God descends on earth, and through Brahma Baba he gives his introduction. So I have divided this topic into three parts. First is, what are the things we lost in Copper Age and we found at Confluence Age? Or I can say as, what are the causes of loss of happiness? So the first is loss of purity. That we were 16 Celsius degree pure in Golden Age, but we lost our purity from Copper Age, and we went on the wrong path, and we came into body consciousness, and there was loss of purity, so there was loss of happiness. Second is identification of the self. We lost this identification that we are soul, and we started thinking that we are body. So we lost our happiness, because with body consciousness all the sorrow and suffering and pain comes. So we lost. Then third is identification of God. We completely forgot God. We completely just did not know who is God, who is the Supreme Soul, and we are soul. We went into unadulterated devotion first, then we went into doing adulterated devotions. We started praying to idols, all those worship started, and we went in search of God. People started searching God in different places. We said God is omnipresent, and the complete knowledge of God was lost. So this was third thing which was lost, and that led to loss of happiness. Fourth was, we forgot our original religion, that our original religion is of peace. So we forgot that our original religion is of peace, and we became peaceless. And then we started searching peace at different places. We went to temples, we went to mosques, churches, and we kept searching for peace at all these places. So that's how we forgot our original religion, so we lost happiness. Fifth is, we forgot the knowledge of world drama. That the knowledge of world drama was forgotten. So the beginning, the middle, and the end of the knowledge of drama was forgotten. We forgot the karma philosophy. We forgot that we are settling accounts. So we became more unhappy. Sixth is, as we know that in Golden Age we had all the virtues and values and specialities, but there was loss of these virtues and values. And then from Copper Age we started actually becoming ill-mannered. Our behavior started deteriorating, and we started more degrading because we had no values. And we became beggar and asking for things from others, and we became beggar and asking for peace, happiness, love, care from others. So we lost our values, powers, and virtues at Copper Age. And the seventh is just that we lost completely our divinity, and with that divinity we lost our happiness. So these are some of the seven things that we lost, these things at Copper Age, and hence our happiness at Copper Age was lost. So now the entire equation went wrong, and our happiness just went away. So how do we refound this? How we refound this happiness? So we all together lost the path at Copper Age. So we selected souls, the Brahmin souls, the most elevated souls, get the introduction of God at Confluence Age, and we find our happiness. If you go into the calculation, out of 700 crores of souls who descends on earth from the soul world, 33 crores souls gets this introduction approximately, and they get their happiness back. But if you see that the path to reach God, everybody has a different story. Everybody does not have the same way of reaching the happiness. Everybody does not have the same way of reaching God. So some found happiness by just sitting at home, and they were doing nothing. They were not searching God, but they got the happiness. Some of us went on doing devotion, did intense efforts, tapasya, went in search of God, and then we got God. Some of us came for exhibition, fairs, which was kept by Brahma Kumaris, and conferences, and our intellect got clicked, and we got this happiness. Some of us had some bad experience in life, went into depression, and some of the relatives suffered, or some closed one was lost in the life, and then we got the introduction, and then we got this happiness back. So different people different souls in different way got this happiness back. Now, what is the learning lesson from this topic is that long last and now found happiness. So now if we have found this happiness, how to keep this happiness going? How to keep this happiness always be there in our lives? So like, you know, in next Sunday is Murli, coming Sunday is Murli. Baba is speaking one point. Baba is speaking to the Kumaris and Baba says that Maya will come and attack you again and again. But do not get defeated with Maya. And so he says that on your face there should be always happiness. And so I was thinking how to keep this happiness going, because we have found the happiness at confluence age, but how to keep that happiness going? So we have to identify this Maya every time, and then only we can be happy. So I was just thinking how it could be. So we have to know the ways to actually deal with Maya. And Baba always says that Maya will come to you in different forms. And it's like, you know, if Sachin Tendulkar is playing, and it's always said that why somebody was asked why Sachin Tendulkar is a very great player, and so he answered that for Sachin Tendulkar, if you play one ball, he can do the batting in four ways. He can play the same ball in four ways. He can give a sixer, or he can just put it across the wicket keeper, or like that, four ways. So same way I was thinking that if Maya also comes to me, like in Sunday's Murli, Baba says that again and again Maya will come and you will fall and you will get defeated. And the one who gets defeated again and again will become weak. And when you get defeated, your bones break, you get fractures, and then a plaster has to be applied. So here also, like how Sachin Tendulkar is playing one ball and he knows to play it in four ways. Okay, if the team has put the fielders there, he knows that I don't have to bet that side, I will bet it on this side or whatever. So in the same way, we should also know when Maya comes, how to keep our happiness going. So what are these seven ways? So first of all, I think to keep our happiness always be there, first is to daily study of this godly knowledge. Daily, not a single day should go without Murli. Every day we should study Murli, every day we should listen to Murli, every day we should churn Murli. And I think every day there should be discussion on Murli. The most important thing which gives us happiness is discussion. Even if we alone sit and read Murli, it won't give us so much happiness unless we share with somebody. And one more thing is sharing of this knowledge. Every one of us have an experience here that whenever we share this knowledge with somebody, it gives us immense pleasure, it gives us immense joy, as if we have done something very great. It's like that. The other day I was sitting with two Muslim brothers, and when I was going to meet them, I did not know what I had to speak. And I said, okay, that doctor who had told me to meet them, just a casual visit to them because they have come for a camp here. And when I went to them, I did not know how 1 hour passed, and we spoke and we discussed so many things. And then later I told Baba ki, what you made me speak. And so many details of Islam and everything we spoke with them. So sharing of knowledge gives happiness. So that's why this should be our daily thing, daily activity, that we share knowledge with others. And knowledge is not only to be read and shared, but every time we experience that knowledge point in our life. So we start using the knowledge points in our life. So we use every Murli point. Like if we read something, we use it. Suppose we had a Hindi discussion about speech and language. So now whatever points he has spoken, this should be inculcated whenever we go for a speech or whenever it is related to the language, like that. And I feel revising the points of drama every day, at least once in a day, all the points of drama should be revised, that yes, drama is beneficial, whatever happens in the drama happens for good, nothing bad will happen in drama, and God is beneficial, and I, the Brahmin at conference age, is also a soul who is always beneficial. So all these points of drama should be revised at least once in a day, so that keeps our happiness. second thing, second point to keep our happiness going is power of experience, anubhav ki shakti. In next Sunday's Murli, Baba is speaking to Kumaris and he's saying that you have to increase this power of experience in your life. The more you experience, the more strong you become, and then you do not get defeated. So increasing this experience, we become more mature. If you remember, there was a topic here on spiritual maturity, that once the spiritual maturity comes, then we do not get unhappy again and again. We remain stable. I have some 12 points on spiritual maturity on WhatsApp somebody has sent. If I have time, I'll read it in the end. So how to build up the spiritual maturity? So always increasing the power of experience. So I was thinking how to increase the power of experience. So first thing I thought, by again and again experimenting. If we start experimenting things again and again, then this power of experience increases. For example, like we discussed the series of Amrit Vela year. So everybody shared their experiences, everybody took out many points. Like if we get sleep, we get sleepy at Amrit Vela, then what should be my experiment to overcome this sleep? If I feel lazy at Amrit Vela, then what experiments I should do so that I overcome this laziness? So every time experimenting again and again will increase the power of experience. Second, how to increase this anubhav ki shakti, experience power, is by facing the challenges. Like if we do not face the challenge, then we do not know what the circumstances would be with that particular situation. Suppose if somebody is told to organize a program and he says, no, I cannot do it. He will never become mature in that. He will never have the experience only to how to arrange a program. But if you take the challenge, and every time you will come across different challenges while arranging that particular program, and every time you you face a challenge, you know how to overcome it. You will do something to overcome it. And by doing so many things, you will have experience and your power of experience will increase. So my second thing is by facing the challenges. And third is by surrendering yourself to Baba. By surrendering yourself, then Baba only gives you experience. So this is the second point, how to increase your happiness or keep the happiness going is power of experience that we should work on at conference age. Third is internal happiness. Like in Sunday's Muli, Baba is speaking that your face should be always filled with happiness. He wants khushi wala chehra, not khushak chehra, he's saying. So that sad, khush. So that, not that ugly, not that sad, not that sorrowful face, not that face which gets upset every time. But he wants a face who's always smiling, who's always happy. But for bringing that happiness on the face, one has to work internally. It's not that I bring smile on my face and everything is fine. It doesn't remain for a long time. Yesterday we had clinical audit, and in that one dental doctor was presenting, and you know, in dentistry they work on the smile also. So fashion designing of smile, she attended a conference. Somebody asked, what is that? So she gave explanation that we do this posterior fitting, all those things she was saying. So one of the doctor said, to have a smile on the face, it depends on what is there in the mind. So what is there in the mind, that brings a smile on the face. So here also it is our internal work which brings happiness. If you remember last Sunday's Murli, Baba was speaking to Kumaris and Baba told them, do not look at weaknesses. If you look at weaknesses, you become weak. So do not look at weaknesses, he said, become courageous, walk ahead, do not look behind. So all these points will help us to be happy and work internally. And other thing for internal happiness, I would say that today what happens is that we all think more of the future or the past. We do not think of the present so much. So being in present makes us happy. So being in present. This is the third. And then fourth point, to be always happy is practicing soul conscious stage. So practicing soul conscious stage daily. So every day, like whatever points we must have discussed here in this class, to practice that soul conscious stage, we should do that. And stop thinking about this body. Looking into the mirror again and again, or talking about the body again and again, or talking about the diseases again and again, brings down into body consciousness. So this should be stopped in our daily activities. And second thing, what brings unhappiness to us is if our relatives suffer. So seeing them also as souls. Once our relatives start suffering, we just forget that soul and everything, and then this is my brother or this is my sister, and then we come into body consciousness and that brings sorrow. And there was a sister 1 month back, she was sharing her experience. It's a wonderful experience. She's a Kumari, and she lost her 7-year-old nephew, and they stay far and she stays in Madhuban. The entire family is there. So that the child suffers from a liver disease, and she was called that you come immediately. And everybody thought that when this particular sister, she's a nursing staff, she's a medical staff, so once she will come, everything will become fine. So she is so courageous, I don't know how to put it across you, that she went there, and the child was deteriorating, and they told for liver transplant, but they had money also, but the case had deteriorated so much that nothing could be done, and the child left the body, that soul left the body. And then what she did, she told all the family members that you all go home, everything looks okay, I'll reach in 2 hours. So she sent everybody home and she told them, you all go and have your dinner and I'll come back. And within 2 hours she did all the billing and everything. And it was a 2 hours journey from the hospital to her home. And look at her, how courageous she is, that she was carrying the dead body in her lap for 2 hours alone in the car. And she did not even cry because she was knowing that this is a soul. And just 10 years back, the same parents lost a girl child, and this was the second child they lost at home. So she was saying that 10 years back when my family did not have knowledge, that time everybody cried, and for 3 months all the family members were in depression. They did not eat food, nothing. But now since 1 year they have a Gita Pathshala, they have a small center at home, and everybody knows that it's the soul and the soul is suffering. So now then after 2 hours she reaches home and she declares to everybody, and with so much courage that she did not allow anybody to cry. Imagine a Kumari being so courageous. I was so amazed to hear her story. And then she says now everything looks good at home, because they know that soul has left the body. What accounts the soul had, it got finished. So it was that 7-year-old male child which was lost, and still why? Because of practicing soul consciousness, that daily that was put into their mind. So that is something which will always keep our happiness, practicing soul conscious stage. Then fifth, the most easiest way to remain happy is to earn blessings. If we earn blessings, we are automatically happy. So throughout the day, when our day starts, we should create a thought that yes, today whoever I am going to meet, I will earn blessings from them. So it's the right thought we have to create. Sometimes our words are very sweet, but inside the vibration and the energy is different. So it does not reach the other person and we do not get the blessings from them. So we should concentrate on this, that we should earn blessings, and earning blessings give happiness. Like he had told many times in the class that Dadi Janki, whenever you give her medicine, she always says that whatever medicine you give me, I'll get okay, because I have lot of blessings with me. So blessings also are one of the easiest way to keep ourselves happy. Sixth is, to keep ourselves happy, sometimes the outside forces are unpleasant. Things are not according to our way, but still we have to remain happy. So what we should do? So here comes the acceptance, that things in my life is not going to be 100% the same what I want. Things, people, situations will not always be the way I want them to be. This one has to really put in the depth that things will not be according to my way always. So this we should know, and 100% acceptance should be here, and that will keep us happy. This is the sixth point. And the last point is seventh point, is creating positive thoughts and positive affirmations every day. Like one of the best and the one of the most positive thought to create every day and to tell yourself is that I deserve happiness. I deserve happiness in my life, and believing that becomes a reality. So this is one thing. Then like we read different slogans that happiness is a daily decision, changing yourself, changing your thoughts, we can change our life. So many things, and every day our Murli has such positive thoughts, and what self-respect, what Swama and Baba tells us are all positive affirmations. So all that should be practiced every day. So these are the seven ways. So I'll just repeat the seven ways. The first is daily study of the knowledge. Second is the power of experience, Anubhav ki Shakti. Third is working on the internal happiness. Fourth is practicing soul conscious stage. Fifth is to earn blessings. Sixth is acceptance, no matter what are the outside forces. And seventh is creating positive thoughts and positive affirmations. So these are some of the points which I thought could be important to keep the happiness going. We can still have more points on this. Okay. Om Shanti.